Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? We back again with another crazy episode. The Smith Express, got my big homie Netto Man with me.
Netto Man, Smith Express representing. Get in tune with this if you ain't already with it. Strut.
Already. Hey, today we got a dope producer, artist, entrepreneur. This man is responsible for reviving my rap career. You know what I'm talking about? But he blessed me with some heat. He definitely my Kanye West. I don't give a fuck what nobody else got to say. My nigga Von was popping.
What's good, man? Gratitude. I appreciate those words too, man.
Oh, man, G, you have no idea what you did for my career, G. Hey, real shit. So, like, hey, what you got going on right now?
Right now, I've been steady having pushbacks with this Sound the Dope 4 that I did with my team, Bang Out Music. You know, it consists of me, T. De Niro, It's Guns, Sticks, T. Woods, Smith the Kid. I got a lot of artists, man, but it's pretty much a collab tape. It's the installment of that. I've been doing this for like a good 5 years. I've been having the Sounds Dope series going on.
Okay, and, okay.
It's been getting a lot of traction, so hopefully this one even be more, you know?
Man, that's what's up, man. What's the name of it? You got the name for it?
Yeah, Sounds of Dope 4.
Okay, okay.
Sounds of Dope 4.
Sounds of Dope 4. You got a release date?
Not yet, but soon.
Okay.
Like, this project is crazy. To be honest, I redid this project at least 4 times, bro.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, every time we come up with a good solid 20, I cut it down to, like, 10, 11. And then we'll start making more shit and more shit. And then I just keep that same process. Now I got so many songs that I got to, you know, single out which ones stick them the most to people that they feel and the ones that can gain more traction. Because it's not like, how can I put this? It's not like a theme-based mixtape. It's pretty much just a collaboration from my whole team to showcase our talent.
That's what's up. That's
sounds
what's up.
Dope four. Sounds of Dope 4.
That shit, I'm already knowing, G. Hey, when it drop, definitely send me links. I'm going to definitely copy.
We don't need that over here, Smith Express. The exclusive.
For sure. You're going to get the exclusive.
on me, G. Hey, I'm definitely excited about that, man. So, like, what is it like in the day of Von? You know what I'm saying? You seem like a busy man with a lot of artists. Is there any specific projects you got coming out that's finna drop soon? Like, anybody from your camp got any other projects?
No, there's no single artist got a project coming out. You know, it's just been pretty much me engineering and producing everything and trying to put everything together. As far as me, I just been, you know, making beats, trying to build my website.
I see.
You know, trying to get the buzz and get a name under myself. But so once we do come out, you know, that traction will already be there.
Oh, yeah, I'm already knowing. And in case y'all don't know, this the man that's responsible for the dip, my dip single, my
dip.
True Smith Facts.
True Smith Facts.
What, I grind different. The list go on and on.
Grind different.
Hey, and what's so crazy, did you hear the dip remix? Oh, no, it's a True Smith Facts remix. Shout out to the big homie Swiss. Huh?
Oh, I didn't even hear the remix.
Damn. Hey, it got Swiss on there from Funk Volume and my man Mo Dirty from Detroit and shit. One of Proof people from
D12. Oh, shit, man. I got to check that out because True Smith Facts, that's my shit, bro.
Good looking.
I enjoyed watching all the dance videos you had for it and shit, man.
Man, good.
It was amazing, bro, just to watch that shit, just to see something that I produced that everybody loved, man, and you killed that shit like you said you was. It was just awesome, bro.
Good looking, boss. Hey, real shit. Definitely good looking, man. But, hey, when you send me that dip beat, bro, it's like I just knew that was, like, the reviving. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a breath of fresh air, G. And it was like when how that hook came about. No, how Dip came about in general was that you know what I'm saying? I noticed the interview about you, boss, but I'm just finna tell you what happened on you. About, you know what I'm saying, about the beat and shit. What happened was, one of my mans from South Korea was in the military. He came home and he wanted to get in the studio. He had his own material and stuff that he wanted to record. And what happened? He played me. I won't say he played me, but it was like he kept postponing to get in the studio after I done set up, I done booked dates and everything. And on the third date, he didn't show up again. So I was like, you know, I told my engineer, I'm like, yo, you know what? Put that beat on. And then so Dip was done in kind of an angry tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? So it was like, I swear to God, G. And it was like, even with that dip, like that repeated dip, like, man, it was just crazy. I was just on creative mode, like my mind was just a shit on motherfuckers, bro. Like, that's just recording that song, bro. Like all, hey, low key, hey, you know what? Hey, rest in peace, Mac Miller. When I recorded that, that's the same day Mac Miller died. I remember leaving the studio, sitting down. Real shit, and sitting down, and motherfuckers like, yo, you know Mac Miller just died. I'm like, hell no.
Mac Miller, rest in peace.
Real shit, I'll never forget that day. Man, rest in peace. And then, no, hey, when I recorded the I Grind Different BG, I swear to God, bro, I was so geeked to go in the studio that I locked my car keys in the car, and I had to bust my window, and it was snowing outside, crazy. Real shit.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I swear to God.
But they don't even know what you about to drop next. You gotta hit them over here with next, bro.
I swear to God, G. Hey,
we got another collab between the two of y'all now.
Oh yeah. Hey, this man sent me some shit. Hey, bro, when I first heard that beat you sent me just recently, bro, I swear to God, bro. Like, my knees got weak, bro. Like I had to lean against something, bro. That beat was so hard.
Damn.
Like that be like, that's like, gee, what be going through your mind, bro, when you be making these beats, bro?
To me as an artist also, I try to mimic whoever's I know who's about to rap on this, and I try to put myself in their brain and try to hit the cadence and the patterns and the shit that I know that they probably gonna deliver on the track. So once they load it up, the engineer don't got to do that much.
I'm already knowing.
Nice.
You know what I mean? They don't need all the stems and all the shit to, you know, alter the beat and none of that. I completely think the song all the way through, how the artist going to attack it, and I just let my fingers do the rest, bro.
I see you. Hey, you definitely talented, bro. You got a gift from God, bro. Real shit.
Them beats go hard, shit, bro.
Hey, I swear to God, G. Hey, when it's COVID shit, bro, I when I tell you I'm finna tour, bro, like, nigga, hey, every weekend I'm going to a different state, bro. Hey, you know what? Hey, real shit, I never performed Dip.
Never performed it.
Never left the state or country with it. But this time around, G, I swear to God, bro, I'm finna go nuts. When this COVID shit stop and Canada open up or whatever, whoever open up, bro, nigga, hey, I'm going crazy, bro.
Right way. Only way to do it, bro.
Real shit.
Only way to do it.
Hey, shit. Hey, it'll be dope. You know what I'm talking about? If you and your piece could come with me to some of these states and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me and you already y'all about that, and I told you it's whatever, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm on.
Me and you is two like-minded individuals, bro.
I swear to God.
You run your team the same way I try to run my team, bro, and we both have ideas bigger than just this local shit. And I fucks with that hustle, and I fucks with that that mentality you got. You know, it's real motivation to me, bro. Like, when I see you going hard, it makes me want to go hard, bro.
Good looking, so, G. Good looking.
You know, I've been feeding off you a lot, bro, so.
Good luck.
Trust me,
you.
Once you get on the road, I'm gonna hit you up. We gonna be there with you.
Hell yeah, G. Cause hey, motherfuckers will definitely fuck with y'all style and everything. You feel me? From the music that I heard, you know what I'm talking about, coming from your team, bro. Niggas gonna definitely fuck with y'all.
Yeah, And speaking of that, I forgot all about the fucking single that we dropping in 2 weeks. Like, I got so much shit going on, man, with my regular life and just hustling, bro. But I got a single called Pockets on Crip.
Okay.
That's going to be on all DSPs in 2 weeks, October 15th.
All right, what's that song about?
Blue Racks, Big Faces, Pockets on Crip. All
right, okay.
Pockets on Crip, look for that.
On me.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Bang out music.
Hey, who featured on it?
Jess A.
Okay.
It's myself and
Jess A. Shouts out, Jess A.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope.
We're supposed to be putting together a visual for that soon. Like, before this shit come out on the DSPs. Like, because, you know, I got my own media company.
Okay.
So we do the videos and everything ourselves.
Hey.
Along with the little mini skits that we put on our page on Bang Out Music. Follow us on Bang Out Music.
Bang Out Music.
You know what I mean? Okay. I got about 3 different skit series going on. I got the Auntie Frank series. I got the Questions on the Block. And then I also got the Roscoe the Grouch series on my...
Yeah, that shit
funny as hell.
All right, tag me in it, bro. I'm gonna definitely share that shit. I'm gonna definitely tune in as soon as we get out of here. You feel me?
I'm definitely gonna check for it as well. I'm a huge fan of the beats. Love the True Smith facts and the dip. Definitely the dip, all that. So I'm definitely fucking with the beats. With the beats, homie.
Appreciate that, man.
Real shit.
Like this comedy shit. This skit shit I do. This comedy shit. This shit funny as hell, man.
And we're going to look for that, too, the Roscoe the Grouch.
Okay. Hey, so look, hey, you as an artist, a producer, an entrepreneur, the man of many hats, you know what I'm saying? I know you wear many hats. Is there something you'd like to accomplish that you haven't yet accomplished yet?
Oh, yeah, man. It's every day I'm thriving to get smarter and better, man. Like, I haven't got no accolades in this shit yet. You know what I mean?
Are they coming?
I'm real thirsty for that, man, because I feel like I've been overlooked for a long time. You know what I mean? I've been doing this shit for, 10 years now.
Keep striving, it's there.
I've been working with a lot of people, man, with some names, and you know what I mean? I still haven't got my foot in the door the right way yet, so.
I feel you. It's coming.
A lot of shit that I got to accomplish, man. I ain't did nothing yet.
That's coming, boss. Just stay with it.
You've done things already. You just don't know. You just don't see it yet.
Oh, me, G.
It's not recognized. It's not appreciated yet. But you know what? You've already made moves coming in. Blessing the Smith Express show. Dropping my man's beats over here with the dip and the True Smith facts. Those are hits right there. You probably don't see it that way because you probably haven't, got your just dues just yet. But you know what? It's there, man. We appreciate you, bro.
No, I'm humble, man. I'm real humble. You know, I know whatever I'm doing, bro, I can do better. And I can do more.
Keep striving for that.
I'm never satisfied with just anything. You know what I mean? I always want to get better. I can be in Jay-Z position right now, and I still won't be satisfied.
That's real. I feel you. Hey, did you see the effect that my buddy, though, he was out in South Korea, and he played it in the clubs?
Yeah.
Hey, they went nuts for that dip, bro. Like, gee, I'm talking about dancing. They knew the words and all that shit, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's an accomplishment right there for you, bro.
That shit was live, bro. I remember seeing all that when he was on posting that, bro.
Yeah, real shit. Even in Venezuela, the dance groups, bro, for the truth. Well, they did the True Smith Facts dance routine.
Mm-hmm.
That shit real, G. I'm telling you, G. You bigger than what you think you are, G.
No, man, bro. It's a lot of shit that I forget. You know what I mean? It's a lot of credits that I can throw in there, man. I just forget them all. You know what I mean? I did shit, a lot of shit, bro. Like I sit back and I looked at my catalog, and no bullshit, bro. I got over 10 hours of music.
That's crazy.
And before all of the Apple Music and shit, bro, I got like at least 13 mixtapes on that pit right now.
Damn. So, that's what's up. Hey, when we get off and shit, I'm gonna give you another concept of a beat that I want, G. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm gonna definitely cash you out.
Alright, for sure, man. For sure. You know, I live for this shit, bro. I just like working.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Man, bro. I wish you would have done something to that footworking beat, though, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Hey. Man, bro, hey, that was my fault on that one, G. It just, I ain't even finna stop. I definitely got scared from it. You feel me? For everything that was going on with it. You feel me?
Hey, never, this man asked me for a footworking / drill beat.
He killed it, though. He killed it, though, G.
Yeah.
Hey, bro,
yeah.
He sent that shit to my phone. I'm looking at it like, what the fuck?
G, hey.
Like, hey, but I pulled it off, though.
That's that creativity right there. Hey, yo, a true genius can do that.
Real shit, but hey, he killed it. He killed it. Fuck it. But, G, like, I want to get more into that African, that African feel, like that French Montana and Swahili type shit.
Right, some Afrobeat shit type.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got a couple of them.
You feel me?
I tapped into that bag a little bit, too. I got a couple of joints.
What, it's been used or nah?
Nah. I just been holding it tight.
I bet.
A lot of shit that I put up, I put it on my website. My website, Bunsy Beats. BunsyBeats.com/BeatStars.
Definitely go check them out. You feel me? Hey, I swear to God, bro. Like, G, that's why I ain't, like, you bring so much heat, bro. Like, that's why I ain't got no problem with paying you your fee. You know how most rappers be like, oh, I only got $10 here, and I got woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? You deliver every time. I already know what it is.
Right. And you're in the business every time, bro. Probably. And I appreciate that.
Well, good looking.
In this industry, man, it's hard to come around niggas who gonna do right.
I'm already know, especially in this rap shit, G. If niggas only knew the grimy shit that be going on, bro. I'm already knowing.
Already know, bro.
But hey, look, let me ask you this question though, bro. Like, but before we get out of it, you know what I'm saying? I know you're a busy businessman. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of stuff to take care of. But for those that's tuning in, you know what I'm saying, the up and coming producers or artists, you got any encouraging words for them?
Yeah, never stop. Don't never stop. Continue your passion. Follow your heart, man. If your heart telling you this is what you need to do it, man. And take your time and learn. You know what I mean? A lot of people just rushing this shit and thinking that they know everything and try to do something. No, sponge up all the information you can from everybody because you never know where that could take you. You can find yourself in a fucked up deal. Fucked up situation, but if you was just sit there and took the time to pay attention to everything around you, you would have made better decisions for yourself. So, patience. Shit gonna come to you. You know what I mean? You just gotta keep working hard and don't give up.
That's real.
Real shit. True Smith facts.
That's real. True Smith facts.
Because I started this shit rapping. You know what I mean? I started rapping. 10 years later, I'm producing and engineering and graphic designing and video of videography and shit like that, taking pictures and all that. I learned every step of the way. I remember me and my cousin standing in the house, picking finding beats off SoundClick and recording off Mixcraft and shit with a fucked up ass portable mic in our room and shit. You know what I mean? And I remember putting this shit on YouTube, right? It's a song we did, you know what I mean? And I put it on YouTube, and like a month or two later, I got a copyright claim.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, because I used this nigga beat and I didn't pay for it. So as us getting broke shorties at the time, we weren't buying beats. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to learn how to do this shit myself.
Damn, that's
so
crazy.
I started off weak as hell, but years and years and years of practicing that shit. Like, I never learned how to play an instrument. I didn't know nothing about music theory, none of that shit. Like, I had to figure all that shit out on my own.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Man, they say when you play with talent, good luck will happen. That's real shit, G. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
So shit though, but I ain't gonna hold you up though, boss. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, it's an honor for you to come and bless the state, to bless this interview. You know what I'm saying, for my show and shit.
Bang Out Music.
Shout out to Bang Out Music.
Pockets on Crip single.
Pockets on Crip coming soon.
We plugging your shit. We plugging your shit, bro.
On me.
Yeah, and Smith, man, if you want an early release of the tape, bro, we can set up a little listening episode. We can, bro.
Oh yeah, sure. Hey, ASAP.
Hey, that'd be a good move.
Hey, ASAP, we could do that ASAP. Y'all hear it here first. Exclusive premiere, Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? The hottest podcast out right now. Von City.
Smith Express.
You know what I'm saying? Von, hey, definitely do that, bro. Set something up.
All right, bro. We going to get in tune.
Hell yeah.
What's up? Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Yeah, much love. Stop by anytime.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
All right, bet, love, boss. All right. Yo, there you have it. Another successful interview. Smith, my man's Netto, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the man, Vaughn.
Shout out to Vaughn.
The whole Bang Out camp.
Bang Out Music.
Was crazy. Like I said, he the man behind my huge single, international Dip. Single, Dip. True Smith Facts. You feel me? The I Grind Different. You feel me? Hey, you want to know what's crazy? With the I Grind beat. There's a melody in it, and I was not looking for a melody. He really pushed me to be greater than what I was expecting to be. And with the I Grind beat, I kept complaining to him. I'm like, no, I can't do the melody. I don't know the melody. I don't want to do the melody. He said, boy, just go in there and do that shit. And it came out fire as fuck. You feel me?
That's always that motivation.
Real
producer,
shit.
Artist chemistry that you get. That's love, man.
That's why I say he's definitely my Kanye West, man. Big out to the big homie Vaughn, man. And we out, man. Smith Express, big homie Netto, man. Smith.
OG's in the game.
Real
still
shit.
A little young. Still aging better than a lot of y'all motherfuckers. Get in tune with it. Strut.
Real shit. We out. Yeah.